deceiving your own selves. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, James 1:22. Self-deceit is probably the worst kind of deception because it's self-inflicted. Though we are all susceptible to being burned by trusting others, we ought to be able to trust ourselves, shouldn't we? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. I guess not then. Actually, Jeremiah was talking about the heart that has not been transformed through the renewing of the mind, Romans 12:2. He was talking about the sin nature. When you've been purged of an evil heart and have come into awareness of the perfect law of liberty, you have power to overcome self-deception. Self-deception works through idolatry, thinking more of yourself than you do God, considering your will above His will. So to the extent you have submitted your heart to what you know in your mind, you avoid self-deception. This is where meditation comes in. What you know in your mind, assuming it is from hearing the word, should be meditated on, digested, so that it purifies your heart. As your heart, the joining of spirit and soul, is purified, you began to live in the perfect law of liberty and operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stop believing in your mind what you are unwilling to believe in your heart. This state is deceiving your own selves. If your mind tells you it is truth, John 17:17, then believe it in your heart. The proof that you believe it in your heart is that it changes how you act. This is James's point in James 1:22. Jesus said this, of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. So what we speak is evidence of what is in our heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. This verse says that everything in life proceeds from what is in your heart. Meditate on the word, pray in the spirit, and allow God to purify your heart, to where you manifest as a son of God.